This is the SML Podcast.
I'm going to point at you, you're going to say your name, and then I'm going to do the other names. And then we'll go.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? I'm small.
I'm large.
We also have with us Italian medium and bearded medium, but he has no soul, so you know, because he's a redhead.
Leprechaun hat.
We're psychic medium hat.
So, this is episode 15 of the SML Podcast, our debut episode on safecontinue.com. Because, hey, we finally have a site.
Because the person who owned JoeCamisa.com got mad at him and pulled his control from the website.
JoeCamisa.com.
Somebody else had that name?
I don't know. I've never tried that.
Don't you have that? Isn't that where you've been uploading?
I have JoeCam.net.
JoeCam.net. I'm sorry.
There's high demand for
something
that,
like that.
That domain.
I've always wanted JoeCam.com, but the big running joke back when I got JoeCam.net was that JoeCam.com was a gay porn site.
Yeah, I was going to say, JoeCam.net sounds like it's a cam site for naked Joe Camisa.
Yeah, that's what JoeCam.com was.
So, that would have been... I'd have looked.
I actually won a contest on 97.9 with that. It's like, is your name porn contest? And I call them, like, JoeCam.com. And it was gay porn, and I won a CD or some shit.
Anyway, what a box of news. The Xbox reveal just happened yesterday. So, let's get the stragglers to weigh in. Bearded soulless man, how do you feel?
Didn't really like it. Really, didn't catch my attention or anything.
But why? Why?
It just didn't really bring. I don't say anything new, but it's like it brought stuff that we already had on other things. Really. Like, the whole point to me, if you're going to bring out a gaming console, would be bring out something that hasn't been, like, something new, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Skype, like...
I mean, it's cool that they're going to make an affordable version of my computer, smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool, yeah. But my computer doesn't have to be connected to the internet all the time to work.
Certainly doesn't look smaller.
There's comparisons. It's actually not as big as it looks.
Really?
It's not Xbox huge.
Because that looks like a 1985 VHS. VCR.
It actually does look a lot like the 360 Slim, just tapered off. It's more square, and it has the PlayStation's auto-loading Blu-ray drive in there.
What it looks like is a set-top box. That's what it looks like, a cross between a cable box and a Blu-ray player.
Yeah,
and like, I think that they did that Kivo intentionally.
Like that.
I'm pretty sure that was what they were...
And a VCR from the 80s.
And a VCR from the 80s. Mm-hmm. So, Italian medium, what did you think?
I was interested. I mean, I've been waiting to see this. I didn't really care too much for the PlayStation. When they put that out, I don't think I paid much attention to it, which is okay, because I know some of the specs of it, and that was cool and all. And I kind of figured, well, cool, we know stuff about the PlayStation, so obviously Xbox is gonna change all the shit in theirs now to make it better than theirs. But I mean, it seems, you know, very comparable. And
television.
I'm just expecting that the Xbox is gonna be like how it is now. Like, I think the PlayStation, I don't know the actual specs of the PlayStation 3 system as it is right now versus the Xbox, but I know Xbox is capable of having better graphics rendered on their console. But I actually think the PlayStation is more powerful, but it doesn't. And I'm wondering if the new systems are gonna be like that. If, like, you know, for example, what was it? I think the second I noticed this, like, it was when DMC was released, and it's the only time I paid attention to
Run
it.
Run DMC?
Yeah, Run DMC. But right in the back, I mean, resolution has everything to do with it, in my opinion. But DMC was 1080 native off the bat for Xbox, but 720, I think, for P3. So that's, you know, one of the things I was thinking about for the new consoles is, are they going to have that difference
tricky,
there?
Yeah.
I'm sure every game's going to be 1080 now.
Tricky.
From what I understand, the systems are very comparable. There's very minor differences, like, oh, the Xbox has GDDR3 RAM instead of the GDDR5 RAM. And it's like, yeah, that makes a difference, but it's going to be so negligible unless it's a game like Crysis.
When I bought my old 3870, I was like, yeah, it's got like DDR5 versus everyone else's 3, and like that card was like whatever compared to all the other 3 cards that had faster processor speeds, and that wasn't one of the biggest buying points I noticed after that, after I bought the card.
I mean, so
that's not something that's going to sell me.
Sony fucked up in last generation, and they put out the most powerful console, but it doesn't always take the most powerful console to make the best games for it, or the best looking games for it.
As we've seen in the case of the PS1 against the N64,
mm-hmm.
and the PS2 against the Xbox and the GameCube.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even the GameCube, some of those games looked amazing. That system was...
Yeah.
Well, it was more powerful than you thought, but...
I don't know what the...
It was almost as powerful as the original Xbox. And it was almost as powerful as the Wii.
And that brings me to another question is... storage size, actually, because now the Xbox finally has Blu-ray, but I don't... Obviously, the dual-layer DVD disc, I mean, that was never an issue for content. Obviously, and like I said before, graphics. So, like, the bigger the disc, does it mean it's going to have, you know, like, what, bigger content? I mean, that's the only thing you're going to get out of that now.
The
bigger locked content that's on your disc.
You're not going to need a second disc for a texture install pack.
Exactly. Well, yeah, Xbox did have that for, I guess, Battlefield and...
There's a handful of games.
Means all the Sony fanboys can't...
how many discs do you need for Final Fantasy 13?
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, was that really that big of a hassle?
No. How many discs did Phantasmagoria have? And that was totally worth it.
Well, look at the PS1. It's like, the PS1, some of those games had 4 discs.
Yeah.
And it was never a problem until it became a point of contention and
yeah.
fanboy arguments. So
PlayStation guys were like, I would never swap discs to play a game, except for 8 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Did that with Final Fantasy VIII.
But if you had it on your PC, you still had like 8 discs too, and you never complained because you had to install it. I mean,
so Joe, you've been on the front line of this. What do you think?
I am completely let down by what Microsoft did.
But then again, you are a hater, so.
I'm an Xbox fanboy because I wasn't impressed with
the PS4. Yeah, I remember that.
I said the PS4 press conference is lackluster, but I absolutely hated the Xbox one, and I'm still an Xbox fanboy. Dude, bro.
Well,
because I thought PS4 was lackluster, and I still think it was lackluster. Compare it to the Xbox One, and it was miles better because they actually showed shit.
Let me ask you this. If you had to go by the conferences alone, what system do you think you're going to buy?
PS4.
Definitely. PS4, definitely?
If it's only based on what we've seen in those two conferences, definitely PS4.
So would you walk away from that conference thinking that you're not going to see good games on the Xbox, you're going to see better games on the PS4?
No. Because we don't know enough about the games yet. That's the biggest thing.
They haven't announced what those... They said there's going to be 15 games.
15 exclusives in the first year, and of them new IPs.
Yeah, and that's huge. That is a huge thing.
What are those new IPs? Are they Kinect games? Which, if they are, bleh.
Well, one of them is that Quantum Shift game, or whatever it is.
Quantum Break. Are they download exclusive games? If so,
I doubt it. Well, my expectation is there's going to be like 2 or 3 Kinect. There'll be like 2 download, and the rest will be disc based IPs from their core studios, like the Remedy title.
There's talk that Rare is bringing something big to E3.
Yeah, and I'm worried.
Well, the current rumor is New Killer Instinct.
Oh, I was
thinking, that would be Banjo,
Banjo Kazooie,
Banjo 3,
takes on 3. The world or some shit. Yeah,
yeah. People are like, if it's Banjo 3, I'm done with Rare. If it's Killer Instinct,
why would
I'll
you be done with
chance.
Rare if it's
no,
a new Banjo?
No way, dude.
I would. That would solidify
look at
my
nuts
purchase.
And bolts. Look at Nuts and Bolts,
which was a fantastic game.
It wasn't Banjo Kazooie.
It wasn't what we wanted from a third Banjo Kazooie game, but that game was awesome, and the characters worked well in it. The world
never really
well
got into it. When you compare it to the first two, it's the quality isn't there compared to the first two. And again, most of the big guys from Rare are gone.
And this is true.
They've
That's what I was worried
Rare
about.
Rare is not the same Rare that it was under Nintendo.
Yeah.
You could say it's rarely Rare now.
Hey, fingers crossed we get grabbed by the Ghoulies too.
See, now, I felt like I'm still really mixed on the whole thing. Because I feel like... Alright, so the PlayStation conference, they're like, we're going to focus on games and gamers. We're going to show you a traditional console with traditional values.
And then they talked for 3 hours too long.
Yeah, and then they talked for 3 hours too long. The only thing they're innovating at all with the system is the controller.
And most of these innovations, I think, are stupid. Like, I don't want a Move Light on my controller.
Yeah, well, I understand why they did that, and I think that having the Move Light on the controller is an okay idea. I'm like, all right, so they're going to be of the... They're competing with what the Xbox is going to do, which we kind of figured that was coming, that Kinect was going to be integrated and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's their way of competing. Cool, whatever. But that system is not innovating on any front. They have a traditional game console. If you want to play games, you play your games.
Yeah.
They did not update, or at least they did not say anything about updating PlayStation Network to any legitimate extent. Sony has a horrible time going and supporting what they build, which might be why they did not innovate on anything, because they knew that if they came out and announced, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and this,
they won't do any of it.
I didn't watch, pretty, like I said, I only know some things about the console.
Why are you here?
Because he's surrounded by men right now.
This is the
best way to take advantage of that.
Let me drink your backwash and water.
My question is going to be like,
do you want a wire? We have wire.
Did they focus a lot on media? Are they going to do anything with the Move? Because I know the Move is just dead right now. I mean,
in the controller, the controller is basically part of the Move now.
Okay, so they still
have a light.
They kind of,
yeah, you know where the player lights are on the controller now on the top.
They have the big ball on top of the Move.
There's just a gigantic color panel there now.
Well, see, that's kind of cool to me, because I know that the Move, they don't sell, they don't push, and no one really plays the Move game. So if they force you to already have it and not have to pay extra for the
because
thing,
everybody already bought a Wii.
Well, you can take advantage of the Move content, the games that you don't have to go out of the freaking way to get your Move. You
well, see,
I mean?
the problem with having that one sensor in the controller is then it's like you have just the Move wand. So if you want to play any of those games that have the Move content, you're limited in what you can do with it to one axis. You can have one thing,
so
like
use your controller and like,
yeah, like I might be able to like I might be able to click the door and pull the door open with my controller. At least with the Kinect, since it's fully integrated with the system now, I can be playing a game and then they could have something where it's like you know, you need to. You're playing Call of Duty.
I understand the Kinect gameplay with the controller is, that's great. I think that's a really cool idea.
Well, no, here's...
Because you don't have to completely play a whole entire Kinect game. You can really utilize the both of it, but...
Continue. So, like, you can do... What Microsoft is doing is they're not limiting themselves to an access, but they also have that. This is something that I didn't notice right during the conference because they didn't explain it very well, and you have to know the history of the Kinect. But the Kinect was always designed with the ability to pick up, and I've talked about this with you before, pick up chips and devices, like a Wi-Fi chip, because the Kinect will recognize a device that is coded that it's coded to recognize.
Yeah.
They said in the conference they showed during the breakdown of the controller that the controller has a chip in it, Wi-Fi chip.
And they mentioned that when you sit down with the controller, it'll recognize you
and
it'll
your
recognize
controller.
The controller.
So that's the interesting thing they're doing with the Kinect, is that not only is it recognizing you based on, you know, your face, your movements, and whatnot, but it's recognizing each controller as a separate entity with a set thing, which is neat, because that means that that controller can be a physical item in the game. Like, they could tell you to do something with the controller, and it will respond to not just an object that I can't tell exactly what it is, because it might not be that smart to work it out, but it is now, I guess.
It'll respond to you.
Your controller's a grenade. Throw it at the enemies on the screen.
Well, no, they were saying stuff like you could hold your controller up, and that might be like, you know, your arm and the gun or whatever, you know what I mean? The gun is the controller. There's neat stuff you can do with that.
I hope it'll let me hold a skateboard up to the screen and then put that skateboard in the game. Remember that from the initial kind of
presentations? There's some neat stuff they can do with that.
What are your thoughts on the Kinect?
I'm not a big fan of, like, whole motion things. I'm just basic. I just want to sit there with a controller and just play a game. No.
Yeah, but don't you think, the coolest thing about the Kinect is not necessarily all of its gameplay aspects too, but the fact that you can walk home, you can now especially, you can get home and you're like, oh fuck my day, and then you make Xbox on.
Home and say that.
Turn your Xbox on, and it's like you can just tell it to do everything.
Yeah,
you don't even need to touch the controller.
Yeah, that part I like. I'm talking about like like when you're playing games, like game games, like I just sit there with a controller. I like the aspect of just coming home, sitting back on your couch, and like telling it what to do, and it doesn't.
Yeah, I think that.
Then again, you're the guy who came home and you would turn on your PS3 hooked up with standard AV cables.
Oh my god!
See, bitch.
The biggest difference I saw when you look at. Like because I'm not sold on right now I will buy the Xbox over the PS3, and the reason is because I like what they're trying to do.
Xbox over PS3 or Xbox One over PS4.
Xbox One over PS4. I'll buy that over PS4, and the reason is that I think that it is what they're doing is they're
you're such an Xbox fanboy.
I'm an Xbox
bro, dude, bro, fanbot. Well,
I think that they're trying to innovate, and I think that this is what the gaming market needs on a bunch of different fronts. They're going to lose a lot of customers because of the DRM and internet only thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And I am really worried about exactly what they're doing.
Well, before
with
we
that.
Move on to that, have you heard, going back to Kinect, have you heard anything about how much more precise this new Kinect is?
Yeah, I actually watched Adam Sessler did a video, and they had a video of him actually standing in front of it using it. And its response time is really wild.
Like I'm reading reports online where the new Kinect can like detect buttons on your shirt.
It can read your heart rate
just from standing there. And they said it's accurate within 2 beats per minute.
That's cool. I'm wondering if they changed the connector for it to have like higher bandwidth.
Yes, they talked about that during the press conference.
How the original Kinect was never designed to run off the original Xbox.
Yes,
everything was done in the Kinect itself.
What happened is, since it was an afterthought, all the processing power was in the physical Kinect sensor bar. They didn't want to offload the processing power to the system because it would probably let it fire and red ring. So
they don't have rings anymore.
So now, not only do they have this really high bandwidth throughput for it, so all the data that it's getting,
they have a system designed for it
from the ground up. Yeah, which is really neat. And it's also a 1080p camera, so it's seeing an extreme amount of detail compared to the other thing. That's why the Skype videos look really nice too. Yeah.
I mean, I can't write the new Kinect off yet because maybe we'll finally get what we were hoping we would get.
Yeah.
Out of the Kinect.
I'm not too worried about it. I was really excited to see. They focus a lot on the media and how the Kinect work with. Just swiping through screens, and I'm pretty sure you can do that right now with the current console. Can't you? Can you move through screens? That's cool.
It's not actual swiping. You hold your hand to hover on an arrow, and it switches over.
It sounds like they're really incorporating a lot of like tablet use,
like gesture movement.
It's Windows 8. Basically, all this is it's a Windows 8 kernel that's been modified. They kind of did what I was hoping they would do to a partial extent. It's a Windows 8 kernel. It's very noticeable that it is. And all they did was the Xbox functions on it are all just an application that the operating system is running. They said that it has multiple operating systems. All that is here's the Windows 8 kernel. You launch into the Xbox operating system. You launch that into a game. Yeah. Like, that's all it is.
My big concern when it comes to the Kinect is how much shit do we need sitting on and around our TV to play fucking games.
I think that
PS3 night needs an iToy if you want to do Move. PS4 is going to have their own iToy for the Move. You have the Xbox 360 Kinect. You're going to have the Xbox One Kinect. The Wii and the Wii U both have sensor bars.
Well, that's only...
You want to go old school, we can get the PS2 iToy out and the Xbox Live Vision
Stack
camera.
Them all on top of your
TV. You're the only person that would be like that, though. There's not too many of you out there.
How much shit do we need to have on our TV?
Kinect is too bad. You just don't want to get naked in front of your TV because you're afraid that Microsoft's going to have that eye on you the whole entire time.
That's even better.
It looks okay on top of there. It's not that offensive. And
watch me, Bill Gates. Watch me.
So another thing I noticed about the conference is that Microsoft played a lot more strategy than a lot of people realized. Because what they did show and what they did go over was more things than the Sony Preps conference did in a shorter amount of time. They said, here's our system. Let's show it to you. Here's what it does. Here's the controller. Here's what it does. Here's Xbox Live. Here's how we're adapting it to the new functions a little bit.
Yeah.
They showed off a lot more of what the system is, what it's going to do, and didn't dick around with the games yet. When Sony goes to E3, they're going to have to show the system. They're going to have to show their online stuff.
They're going to have the boring stuff at E3 that Microsoft just got out of the way.
Yeah, so
there's a big difference there, because I think Microsoft, no joke, is trying to push all of their products. Like, they want you to have Microsoft smartphones. I mean, I've seen more Windows Phone commercials now than ever. The fact that they're incorporating the glass with this.
I'm actually going to be trying out a Windows Phone this
week. They're not that bad. The newer Luminas definitely get a Lumina.
The Lumia 928 Verizon.
Yeah,
should be coming either today or tomorrow.
I got to use one recently, and I think you'll love it. It's very socially integrated. The apps aren't the greatest, but it's like you don't have to scroll through pages of apps.
Yeah.
Everything is right there, and you can adjust the size of it. It's nice. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I was dicking around with it at Verizon last night, and we were going to get it on the spot, but they were sold out.
That sucks. But no, it's really nice, and Xbox integration is nice. That's what I love about
this. I'm
going
to get gamer score on my phone.
That's what I love about this system is that it does really integrate all of these things together, and they are building on it. And Microsoft will fulfill these promises. What they did with the Kinect is they kept supporting it, and they kept trying to integrate it more and more and more.
Yeah, they didn't
and
just
they did
immediately
it
in, give up on it, like the Move.
Yeah, and they didn't intrusively do it.
So many of those.
They didn't try to like. They kept up with it, but they didn't say, you are now forced to use the Kinect.
Yeah, but they did try to shoehorn it into everything they could.
Yeah, but it wasn't necessary. Like, that's the thing is, if you had a Kinect, you might have one of those moments where you try it and go, hey, this is kind of cool.
I will say that the Kinect can lead to some unintentionally hilarious moments. Like, when you're playing Halo with a friend, and you throw a grenade, and, you know, you always give a verbal warning, hey, grenade! And then the game hears you say grenade and immediately throws another grenade at your
friend.
You
probably turn that feature off.
You could, but it's a lot funnier not to.
Yeah, one thing with the controller, too. So this is a good example of what I was talking about. So the Kinect is always on. It always recognizes the controller. So it's always going to recognize what you're doing with it. You could have it set as you could have this set as your melee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you could be playing Halo. You could be really into it. And you run up to a guy and just go like this, so you don't even need to like move your thumb to a button.
No.
Because it's tracking that.
I'm definitely excited for as much as they're going to involve the Kinect and everything. What I'm worried about is if they're going to force the Kinect on certain games. You know what I mean? Like, I understand enhanced gameplay with it, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like just swiping around or calling plays in like Madden or something like that, and it, you know, and have it be really responsive like that. But if they're going to force it on games, that's going to be...
It'll get gimmicky fast.
I'm expecting them to force it on some things, but it's going to be not that bad. It's not going to be like, you have to like do jumping jacks at the Call of Duty training level.
I think it'd be the worst is if they force it on mainstream, like popular games. Like, Call of Duty, great, you have to have Kinect.
I think they're going to force some integration into it, but it's going to be nothing that's going to make you whine about it. It's going to be very minimal, and the reason for that is they want to show you this device works, and I think that we're going to see that it works way better than we're expecting.
I don't think they make it required, though. I think, like, for example, like Mass Effect, it's enhanced gameplay, though.
Don't forget, with the Xbox One, the Kinect is required. It must be plugged in.
It automatically comes with everyone when you buy it, eh?
Yeah, every one of
the
new system you buy, it's included and it has to be plugged in.
It must be plugged in for the system to function.
See, that's so weird for me to think about working at the used video game store, is that if we do end up having to buy Xbox Ones and they don't come bundled with Kinects, the only way to resell one is if you had to pair that up with a Kinect, and obviously, it's not going to be the old Kinects. It's going to be the newer type Kinects, and it's going to be a mess as far as the used video game industry goes.
You can't take it.
We don't even know how the
used game industry is going to be with this thing. Uh-huh.
Well, that's the interesting thing too. Like, let's get into the DRM situation. You have to be online, but you
don't have to always be online.
You have to be online once every 24 hours. Which means that I was worried when we talked about this, and I'm like, there's no way they're going to do it always online. What I was thinking of is what, like, Ubisoft does for a lot of their PC stuff is, if you're playing Assassin's Creed 3 single player, and your internet hiccups, like somebody accidentally taps the router, and it hiccups, it kicks you out of the game. This won't do that. No, it won't do that at all.
It just needs daily checks.
I can just imagine for the people who don't have internet that really are going to do their best to get this console are going to be like the worst neighbors in the world. Dude, I gotta bring my system over real quick, just for like a second. I gotta plug it in. All right, I'm good. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know,
see you tomorrow at the same exact time.
See, now, what I think that the DRM is fine, because this is what happened to PC games years ago. It was a huge outcry. We're all like, this is fucking bullshit. Why, you know, like, I have to, every game I get, and the funny thing is, the only reason why we're pissed off about it is because we used to pirate games all the time.
We still do.
I don't really do it anymore, but, because I like to pay the developers. for the good games, you know. But what this ended up happening was that now that more people have easy access to the games and they have it all in one spot and it's permanent. Like, you have this account and everything is there. It's very well supported. You get this environment where people are buying the games because it's convenient and it's easy, and the majority of that money goes right to the developer.
Yeah.
So you have these higher profit margins now. It got rid of the used games industry for PC. And now, that's why you see more innovation on PC, and that's why you see better, more interesting titles on the PC, because of the fact that there's more money there. If there's a focus there, which right now there hasn't been because console games have been so important. But we're going to see the Xbox now start being the first one going into that shift. Yes, they're going to lose a crap ton of customers because they're stuck being online. But let's say they lose, like you said, 20%.
New customers.
This
is going to force the 360 into, like the PS2. They're going to stop making games. Who knows how long in the future, but they're going to support the 360, I'm sure, for an extended period of time. Well, like, we're talking mega extended.
I think they'll cut support for it after the holidays.
No,
they'll make the next Wii games,
for example, right now. And I mean, the companies themselves, not exactly Nintendo, I guess, but I can only imagine that the 360 is just going to be pushed and strained so long, just maybe not by even the companies, just by people who
we're going to see games coming out on both systems for a year, and then it will.
I think
it'll probably taper off after that.
Would it even be possible for like cross platform at that point? For like, hey, 360 players, you probably can play with the Elite One players, but they're going to be way better than you, and they're going to make you want to buy a one now because you suck.
So with the DRM situation, though, the developers of the Xbox games are going to be getting more money, which is going to help out the games industry a lot. Because, I mean, used game sales are so huge that now these companies are going to be getting, like, even if you digitally trade in the game, which they said you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, they haven't gone into any details on that, but
which I have some hope, because that's, at least they came out and said that. Like, yeah. You know,
they shut down all the people saying, oh, it's locked your console, and then that's it. They're like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
We haven't discussed it yet, but there will be options. Wait for E3.
Yeah, I think that's good that they came out and said that, and it's good that they're trying to push all of this forward. So they're going to lose customers because it's online only. And I'm worried they're going to lose more than they want to because the console's going to launch right next to the PS3, which is a foolish fucking thing to do if they're doing this type of business plan.
I guess it depends on who comes out first.
Well, yeah, but then at the same time, their business model is going to be much more profitable than the PlayStation's, because all those developers are going to be losing a lot more money hand over fist for the games developed on the PlayStation 4. And if all of this innovation does truly make for better gameplay experiences, especially Xbox Live is going to be fantastic coming up. I mean, they're doing some really good stuff. Like, they're really trying to push the Xbox Live system in a better direction. They're trying to upscale it and make it better. Like, them talking about the servers was a big deal. Because even my customers at my store tell me that playing the games on PlayStation, yes, it's free, but the servers are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always been that way. And that's what you
I was like,
expect.
Oh, no, I don't have to pay for online. I tell everyone, you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
It's a premium service.
It's like, I don't have to pay to use Netflix. Then don't.
Yeah.
It's an option. You don't have to do
That was my only issue. That's why I have two consoles. I have like 800 Xboxes.
Yeah, right.
Literally. But, that's why I had the PlayStation, because I didn't have to pay. You know, I'd use the Xbox for certain games, stuff like that, and it was cool. But
shirt and games.
I didn't have to. I didn't want to have to pay for Live, just use the Netflix and that. So my PlayStation was more of my media hub. And the way it's going to look now is if I was to get an Xbox One, I mean, it's really cool. They're catering to all those media needs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got the Blu-ray player now, which is great. So I can get rid of like two things there. I mean, I have the Blu-ray surround sound, stuff like that. But as far as, like, okay, let's say I get the Xbox, I pay for Live, that's fine and all, because I've got so many media needs in there. I mean, even the TV services sound pretty cool right now. Halo TV show sounds pretty neat, too.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, but Steven, Halo, they're like, Halo, I'm like, cool, here comes, Halo 5 stuff. I'm like, I'm interested. And then they're like, Halo, the television series. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then Steven Spielberg comes on the screen. I go, shut the fuck up.
Steven Spielberg came on and he's like, I played Pong. Like, thanks, Steven.
No, he is him and Blomkamp were supposed to be doing, Peter Jackson and Blomkamp were all working on the Halo movie at one point. So, I just
really like that he name dropped Pong.
Yeah.
Like, I played Pong in
75. Back in my day. I mean, there's no...
Damn kid,
there is no better person to have on board with a Halo project because of all of his work. Like, Halo should have that...
Wait, where were you going with the whole...
Saving Private Ryan feel.
With the whole...
Pain. Oh, now that I can get rid of everything else that I own because the Xbox is really probably going to do all the media needs that I need. YouTube, I'm on that
Netflix
all the time. I like the YouTube app.
Yeah, he does this stuff all the time.
But I mean, it was mainly Netflix for a while.
Do you stream the SML podcast on YouTube on your console?
I could if I want. Actually, searching on the PlayStation YouTube is really just a pain in the ass. I'll tell you that. I don't know what the Xbox one's like, but... you can't view comments, you can't post comments, and that's fine. I really don't want to comment on my PS3 anyway. But, because I don't have a chat pad, I'll be sitting there for hours to say one thing. But, actually, like, refining searches and organizing searches and stuff like that, you can't really do. And I don't know if they've updated the app well on the current update or whatever is on your Xbox right there. Do you use the YouTube app in there?
Not often. But I have a computer.
So. Yeah, you do have that link to the TV as well.
See,
this is kind of going to knock all that out of the way.
That's the interesting thing is when we hang out, when all of our friends get together and hang out, there's always like shit on YouTube that we're like looking at. What's really neat is now, like, if him and I were to get together to play Halo, which we got to get back to doing that, we keep talking about
PC,
it.
PC, we'll do it.
If we want to play Halo and one of us is like, yo, fire, I forgot to fucking show you this thing, I can now like raise my hand to snap the game over and pull up YouTube real quick.
Can you actually pause the game pretty much and keep it
yeah, they were
like live, and you can actually just do like...
They were showing you that you can be like TV,
so you,
and it'll go
bink. That would work something for him here.
He's
like, shoot, I want to pause my game, quick, get a snack, and watch
it's,
a TV
it's
show.
It's the ADHD
go right back
console.
To gaming.
Well, it's not even that. It's that I do that where I'm like, I'll be playing a game, and I'm like, I'm gonna take a break, and I'm gonna go watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So I'll be like... I save my game, I close it, I go open up the Game of Thrones and let it start streaming or whatever, so it buffers. So, but with the Xbox, especially now that I'm looking into moving and getting an apartment, I'm probably going to want a TV, I'm probably going to play more console games. I'll still be doing my PC stuff, but when I come home, I would like to have a place to relax that's not hunkered over on my computer chair doing the claw on my mouse and keyboard. So it's going to be nice to be able to get home and like I'm gonna hop online. I'm gonna play with you. You and I will play something, and then I'll be like, all right, well I'm gonna go make dinner or something, and I can just be like
JoeCam.com.
I can just be like Game of Thrones, and then walk into my kitchen while that's kicking up. Like that's fucking awesome, and because that's how I think that's something that Microsoft realizes that a lot of the current generation, that's what they do. They play video games. They go and they watch, and TV not so much, but like they will go and watch specific shows. They will download a DVR specific shows. They want that sort of integration. They want to be that center console. And what they did is instead of just being like, yeah, we could just have our console have Netflix on it, they said, let's make it actually do everything. Let's make it integrate with the phone, the tablet, the computer. Let's have it all under one umbrella. And let's, like, why not?
That's what I was saying, because Beard Hero, what were you saying?
Beard.
You could do this on your phone, or you could do this on your computer.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I don't think... you guys will probably know. At first, how much do you think it's going to, like, the Xbox One's going to cost right off
$399.
That's your guess.
I think that they won't... I don't think either console will go above $399 because of what happened with the PlayStation 4. They ruined themselves with that.
Are they going to fuck around with storage sizes on these, like, dramatically? I mean, I couldn't imagine...
It doesn't look like it.
From what I see, the Xbox is going to be 500 gig, and that's it.
Okay. I'm expecting
them
to have...
And you can plug in USB storage.
Externals,
yeah. I'm expecting them to have the one model, and they're going to push the cloud support
a lot. I just hope it's not like the 360 now, where, yeah, you can use USB storage,
but
it's limited to 32 gig.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you could plug in a 2 terabyte hard drive.
PlayStation doesn't ever have... That was cool about the PlayStation. You know, I could bring my surplus of pirated everything down there and just be like, okay, I'm good forever now.
Yeah, but with the 360, you could plug in... any kind of USB storage, but you can only use 32 gig memory of it.
Yeah, I think that they're going to really push the cloud support and that type of functionality, because 500 gigs for games is a lot of space.
No, it isn't.
No, not for you, because you download. you're not the average gamer, though.
Okay, but Blu-ray game installs where everything must be installed.
No, it's not really that bad.
You are not the average gamer. You are not. You're beyond you're above the hardcore. You're the collector. You need to have everything. For me, like, I have maybe.
Okay, he was trying to make a point. We just went off on him.
Forget you, Beard. Forget you.
PlanetSide is probably the biggest game in my hard drive. And that game murders a lot of console games in its sheer scope and graphical capability.
No console game has that content.
Well, look at Skyrim. How huge is Skyrim? And it's 3.6 gig.
Well, actually, no, wait. Max Payne was 36 gigs on my computer, I think.
And it was huge on the 360 as well.
But 36 gigs is... I mean, that game was sort of an anomaly, because it was... It had so much to it, and... I don't know, it was so strange.
Not every Blu-ray game is going to be that size. The Blu-ray option is like, here, you have the option to put a lot of content on one disc.
No, everything is manual install now.
No, what I'm saying is that, but not
like how much space you take up.
Here's exactly. Blu-ray disc doesn't have to be full.
Like on PS3, you can get a Blu-ray disc like Metal Gear Solid 4 that takes up 112% of the disc, and then you get something like F1 Racers that's like 200 meg.
Exactly. Well, here's my question too is this going to act like a PC? Am I going to install the game then not need the disc?
Yes.
That is the case.
Install the game, you put the disc on the shelf, and then you stare at it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I like that a lot, because I've done that with PC for a long time, and it got to the point where I don't buy the physical media unless it's something I really care about anymore. And that's nice, because now you don't have to ever fucking worry about that.
Yeah. But anyway, going back to what he was saying, how you were mentioning how with the Xbox One, you could do Skype on your computer. What all were you talking about?
I was just going back, like, the prices. I thought, like, what you said is going to be higher, like, maybe 500 some.
I was saying it'd be three, no higher.
Thinking it would be, like, 500 some. Like, I don't know if people, like, right off the bat would be willing to pay that for something they could already do on, like, their home devices, like, their laptops, their phones. I mean, I could Skype on my iPod Touch right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I want to pay that much off the bat.
But this is you Skyping on your iPod Touch. Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, fine.
This is me getting home and being like, Xbox on. Skype
Chris
right now.
Scratch your balls.
Yeah, Skype Chris right now. And then we get ready. Then we look at each other and we're like...
Right? You aim that camera just a little bit lower.
Through everything of that on your iPod.
I mean, yes, but the thing is...
You can directly aim it to your cock.
And upload it to JoeCam, like, in seconds.
See, what this did, though, is this made it a casual community experience, rather than I have to hold my iPod in my hand, worry about the battery life, worry about the lighting, because it's not 1080p. Like, you get a thing where you can actually do, like, you can have like a fucking conference party going on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the shit that we see the shit we saw in movies all these years of these automated houses and things like that. This is what we're gonna have with this. You're gonna be able to video call people in your living room at very extremely high quality.
Very convenient, you know.
Yeah,
I was saying to him, it's also a thing where they came out and said, like, yeah, you can watch your TV, or you can use this on your phone, or you could use this on your computer. With the Xbox One, you could fucking do it all. Right there.
You can do everything right there, or you also have the choice of doing that all on your devices if you want. That's the interesting thing about it. Like, if you have a Windows phone...
Or you could use your smart glass.
It's all the same.
Hooked up to your Surface.
It's all the same software on all these multiple devices, but you can do it all on one, too.
It's just everything ports.
Yeah, everything
one
is...
big VCR box.
Everything is a unified environment, which is important, because now your Xbox account would also transfer to your phone account for Skype. Right. And then it's all, like, you could be Skyping on your iPod Touch when you're out and about or whatever, if you have Wi-Fi. Then you'd be like, oh, when I get home, you know, I'll call you right back. And then when you get home, you could do the same thing without your iPod Touch. That's the interesting thing about it. And that's something that Sony can't do.
Yeah, are they going to have more media related stuff?
Like Sony
Microsoft's
in
everything right now. The only thing Sony has on me is that, like, okay, I got the PlayStation, and I just so happen to have a Sony Blu-ray home theater. Cool, I have two Sony products in my house, which I really don't care for the Blu-ray player in the home theater system, but I just happen to have that. Other than that, it's not like they push, like, cool, and you get added benefits for having a Sony phone that, you know, can do nothing with your, you know, I mean, I can't pair them in a media kind of way where it's like they're not pushing for extra products. They're really just like, here's our console. That's,
see, yeah, that Sony wants to do this. They want to do this with the Vita. They want to make something that is they want to have all these unified architecture pieces. But the problem is that they don't support them enough to actually have it happen. It's like they want to do it with the Vita, which is an amazing idea, but they're never going to fucking pull it off.
The same thing. It's like, here's the move. Ah, whatever. Here's the Vita. Ah, whatever. It's like, if they were anything else, or if they were pushed more, I guess maybe towards more mainstream games, maybe they would have actually became something else than just like a big, you know, because we at the store, like I said, we have just drawers full of Moves, and it's not like anyone wants them. Nobody wants to play Move Sports. Nobody wants to play the one fight game we have for Move. It's like, that's it.
See, now at E3, what I'm expecting Microsoft to do is kill it with the games. I think they've got a lot of games up their sleeve, which is why they didn't show them yet. I think those exclusives are going to be really interesting. I think that they're going to really show off the gaming side of it, because it's E3. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know? I think they got this out of the way so that they didn't have a bad E3. I think they said that they wanted to show off the TV stuff. They're going to talk about it a little bit at E3, but the primary focus is going
to
be...
And to Microsoft's credit, leading up to the event, they were pretty much telling everyone, hey, calm down.
Yeah.
This is a hardware reveal. E3 is for games. We're going to talk about the games at E3, temper your expectations, and the entire internet is like, oh, you guys are suck fags, why are you talking
about
fucking
a cool demo. Call of Duty. I'll be excited to see that.
And now Sony, I think, is going to drop the ball at E3, because, yeah, they're going to show some good stuff, they're probably going to show some new exclusives, but they already blew most of their load on that.
They did.
They show the console. I think
we're going to see a big focus on Vita. I think they know they need to push it, and we're going to see some updates to Vita. But
that's like
saying
Nintendo needs to talk about the Wii U.
That's like Nintendo showing up. Yeah,
Nintendo
like
needs to admit they made the Wii U.
That's like Nintendo coming out and talking about the Wii U.
Well, Nintendo's saying E3, they're going to be talking. They're getting hands-on playable Mario
Kart
Wii U,
too.
Smash Brothers Wii U. Mario 3D Wii U.
You know, that's something. All right, well, we should wrap.
Well, quick breaking news. Chris Huber wanted to say, since I won't be back in time, my official response for the Xbox reveal is lols. So, thank you.
Let's.
What kind of context is that in, though?
Recording the podcast and to email us your thoughts on the Xbox.
Let's cut off the Xbox
no
chat.
One
let's,
email us.
We'll talk about it more in the coming weeks, and then we'll make big plans for E3
for those days. Who doesn't want to do Minority Report in their living room and look like they're casting spells and stuff like that? I mean, Xbox has definitely got that over P3.
Yeah, I think we'll come back to this for E3. We'll start.
Oh, you're one of those guys that says P3.
The P tree.
Before we drop it completely, I say just generalized, what are you behind right now, the PS4 or the Xbox One?
I'm behind the Xbox One because I think that it is the evolution of... They are innovating, and I appreciate that they're innovating. Even the controller itself, not only did they innovate those triggers with the independent rumble...
Man, we didn't even talk about the
feedback.
Controller. That new controller is hot looking.
Yeah, they updated the force feedback. It has force feedback now, which everybody has been talking about, saying it's really cool in the demos.
And a D-pad.
The D-pad is awesome looking. And they said the thumbsticks are much easier to move now. They're not as stiff. They have a better dead zone. Like,
ooh, that worries me. I hope it's not as loose as the PS3.
Watch Adam Sessler's video talking about it. He says it feels excellent. So, but
that was my biggest gripe with the PS3 controller is those fucking thumbsticks.
So I'm behind that. You're still behind the PS4.
I'm. If I had a pick, yeah, I would have to pick the PS4 right now. Mm. But if I
because you want that infamous second son.
If I didn't have to pick one,
Drive Club.
I'm not sold on either of them yet. I'm really not.
Yeah, I still think there's a lot of ground to cover.
There's still more to be said with Sony.
E3 is where the big decisions are going to be made.
E3 is going to be a battleground.
Right, Beard, what do you think?
I'd have to go to PS4 right now because pretty much all I want out of my gaming system is gaming. I care less if I have any media on it like that.
Are you more of a fan of the titles?
Care less.
Proprietary, you know, the flagship.
What were you this generation? Were you more of an Xbox fan? Or
No, I'm PlayStation. I grew up with PlayStation.
Well, he only got that.
I played Xbox.
He only got that recently, too. He's like our Bogue replacement right now.
Oh, okay.
Because Bogue got the Xbox recently, and he just got the PS3 recently.
I gotcha.
As far as I go, honestly, from a repair standpoint, since I pretty much professionally repair these consoles.
Oh, God, he's that guy.
They're both really probably going to be the same level. Because if each company ironed out both of their issues, which, no. Who knows if it's a conspiracy or not, that they wanted all their shit to break so you can keep buying new versions of their consoles. But if they iron it all out, the only issues you're going to probably see in each of these consoles is dead Blu-ray lasers, because that's going to happen all the time. Yeah. But with that said, I'm excited about the Xbox, how cool the Kinect orientation is going to be with it, and the media, like I said before, the media.
I think it's a very complete,
you know, I
console.
Can't wait to cast spells in my living room and, you know, be like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. But
do you want a Wonder Book?
Wonder Book. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with PlayStation at E3 as well, and Xbox, Microsoft.
It's going to come
quick,
down
funny
to
funny story
games.
With the Wonder Book is I needed a new Move controller.
So you got a Wonder Book?
Well, it's not just that, but how much is a Move controller now?
At my store?
A new Move controller is $40, and if you want like the pack with the camera and the controller, it's like $60.
No, we sell that for like 50 now, 45. 40. We dropped it. Yeah.
Well, you guys, I'm
we
saying
got
like
bins and bins.
Brand new in a store. Yeah, brand new one is $40 for just the controller and $60 for the bundle. The Best Buy on Sealands Grove, clearancing out the Wonder Book pack with the controller and the camera for $30.
Nice.
So you pay $10 less, you get the camera and a shitty game that we're never going to touch.
Doing nothing with it.
All right, let's get to that reader mail.
We have none.
Oh, you
let's
bastard.
Get to that then. I posted that Xbox review highlights and Bogue said, "No way, a dog, fucking awesome."
Call of Duty.
So
Sanic the Hedgehog.
Sanic.
That's the extent of our reader mail.
All right, well, E3 plans then. E3 is a multi-day event. Do you want to try and link up for a few days and for E3 as often as we can? I'm thinking I can probably broadcast in the store. I will get something going so that I can do so. Maybe I'll pick up an iPad and get my Wi-Fi or my 4G back up for it and just have it persistently running. And then if you came up and hung out at the store, we could...
Make sweet love?
Not necessarily live blog, but we could podcast each night.
We could joke and blog.
Well, there's not really anything going on Monday this year, is there?
I don't know. We're going to have to play it by ear, but I think that would be best for the three major pieces, at least, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo.
Nintendo's just doing their Nintendo Direct. They're not doing an actual
They said that they'll be at E3, So, we'll see what happens.
I know that's the week that my buddy Ian is coming up, a.k.a. Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, he's coming up the 5th, so I figure he could join us on the show for the 5th.
I'd like to get Kunal's opinion, too, if we can squeeze him out of the woodwork. Because, the new Xbox is.
He don't love me no mo, so you gotta talk to him about that.
He does. He's just, we're all extremely busy working on the game.
But
I was up till 4:30 in the morning last night working on the GDD, so.
Try dragging his ass up here. Maybe that Wednesday, like, we could do, like, mini shows for Monday, Tuesday, and, like, try to get those up that night. And then Wednesday, we could do a big comprehensive thing like we were planning on doing on Tuesday with a big party cast that never happened because someone played Halo too hard on their birthday weekend.
Wow. Listen, now. Wow. Oh, you know what?
I wasn't invited.
He never asked for that.
Here's what we'll do. We'll plan an end of the week thing and get a bunch of people together. Like, we'll get Len and Kunal, who are the founders of
Sword Tech. For E3 week?
Yeah, for E3 week.
Well, Ian's leaving on Thursday. So, if we could do something for
No, we'll see what we can do.
I can't run Wooks Bear every day that week.
No, I'm not saying that. That's why I'm saying maybe at the end of the week or something, we could try to get Len and Kuno out. Because from a game developer standpoint, I think that they'd have some really interesting input.
Yeah. Let's fly A-Rival back in from Sydney.
Dude, if I had the money, I totally would.
If only you would have brought this baby.
Shut down.
Bum, bum.
down to the show where you got punched in the face.
My nose still hurts, actually.
So glorious.
I think
that was so weird to see.
Fractured my
nose. I'm like, that guy, ooh, that sucks for that dude. Turns out I knew him. I went to the show with him, yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up. What's our song?
Nerd high five ever.
What's our song? We got some Truth Cannon?
Final Countdown? What?
Actually, Truth Cannon released this week. Yeah. So,
A Rival Truth Cannon.
A Rival, hit up rival.bandcamp.com, get his new album. It even has bonus tracks that aren't on the versions that will be included.
I was listening to those while I was working last night, like all evening.
That aren't included on the pre-release versions that we got and will be included in the SML suggestion prize pack, which we're halfway through this thing. 15, we're doing the reveal on episode 20. So you only have another fucking month.
Oh, shit.
We're milking this way too long.
That's fun.
Milk.
So I don't know what's in the prize pack.
How long are we? Only...
This is fun. That's tight.
A short one. Yeah, what are you playing this week?
40 minutes. Huh?
What are you playing this week?
Dinky Sports.
League of Legends and...
League of Legends. Him and I are going to boot up Halo 2 on the PC because we played through Anniversary Edition months ago. We're trying to go through all of them to play through Halo 4.
So we'll pirate Halo 2.
Yeah, we're going to pirate Halo 2.
Nice.
And, which is my middle finger to Microsoft for making it Vista only years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they deserve. They deserve every bit of that.
So, yeah, we're gonna do that. We're going to play through that and then jump to Halo 3 because he'd never played Halo 3.
I have never played it. I was really great at Halo 1 and 2 as a multiplayer. But, Halo 3, I was ashamed of it. When I moved away to Colorado for a while, my one friend had it, and I played it for, like, a minute, and then I literally just never had time to play it since.
Freaking Halo 2, we started playing on the Xbox, and we just remembered how bad that game was.
Painful.
It's the texture pop-in. It's just...
So why are you playing it again?
Because on PC, we won't have any of those problems, because our PCs are monstrous.
It's still tough though, the storyline. I mean, it's drawn out. I mean, the way it's organized.
Oh, the ending is great too.
Well, the game is organized in like these areas, and in between each area is this long travel, and it's just like that's it all the time, and there's really not much fighting in between at all. And I found ourselves just like literally just traveling around and waiting for things to happen for so long. It was like, all right, this game is really just not catching our attention.
Yeah, it's just they pushed that game way too hard for processing power, and they couldn't handle all the shit they wanted to do.
Halo 2 multiplayer is fun because it's constant action. Halo 2 fucking storyline is just constant boredom.
Once we get through this, though, we're going to be happy because 3 is great, except for that one part with the Flood.
Again. Yeah, like I said, we have played Halo 2. We beat it before. We're just doing this for the right.
The freshness.
We deserve to smash that and then smash 3.
Well, if you guys are going to play any of them on 360, let me know.
Yeah, we'll do 3 right after this.
3 on 360 we'll do. And
we can bro smash.
We're going to have to swap gamer
tag. We can bro smash.
Remember, I got to get my Xbox back.
Gamer
Chris.
Tag.
Alright, well, yeah, so what's our song, man?
What are you playing? Can't leave him out.
I keep forgetting.
What are you playing?
I'm playing Sleeping Dogs right now because I just got it.
Sleepy Dogs?
Sleeping Dogs.
PS Plus?
Right. Are they sleeping?
Yeah.
There you go.
For free on PS Plus.
There you go. I like how it came with DLC too.
That's weird.
The US version. I really hope.
That's the only thing Sony's ever done.
I really hope that at least by E3 they change out. What is it? Infamous 2, Little Big Planet 2, and Ratchet All for One that have been on PS Plus since day one of the Instant Game Collection.
What was that one game that was coming out that was really cool? it looked like almost like a GTA, but a lot more realistic. We'd watched the trailer, I think, on E3.
Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs. Is that coming for P4 or is that a P3?
That's coming on everything.
That's coming on PC.
Oh, great. Yeah, right. Yeah. Fuck consoles. I'm going to cart the shit out of that, too. No.
Really? More Master Race bullshit?
No. I won't be Master Race when the Xbox and the PS4 come out because, like, you guys will be kind of on a similar part of me, except I'll have better frames and higher resolution. Other than that, though.
It's like...
yours won't look like a VCR.
No, mine looks like a fucking rocket ship.
Right. Mine doesn't play Blu-ray because I choose not to buy...
Mine does. A Blu-ray mine can burn Blu-rays.
I can get a chip for a PlayStation 3 Blu-ray drive just to set that shit inside of mine. You know, how weird would that be? Just to put that big clunky-ass thing inside of there. And then not do anything with it because I don't...
I was waiting for you to beatbox right there.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, rival.
Make our own.
Runs through the door.
Make our own outro song.
So, song, I guess.
Song.
Reading Rainbow theme. There we go.
Rainbow!
There's an awesome video game remix out there who goes by the name of Jax, who back in the early part of like the 2000s was releasing awesome punk ska kind of songs, and he kind of disappeared for a good 10 years
and got metal arms,
but now he's back and he has a new song on Overclocked Remix, and I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to play one of his older songs, and then maybe we'll tack in some truth canon.
We'll watch the world burn.
Put in one of those remixes.
We'll end with some truth canon, because A Rival is the man. So, Alex, if you're listening to us from Sydney,
he's not.
We love you long time.
John Leguizamo, we love your films.
And we're out.
no way, a dog? Fucking awesome.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.